86, get the questions answered about that.
86, appoint members to the Private for Hire Transportation Advisory Committee for terms to expire January 31, 2019.
Okay, Commissioner Novick?
Colleagues, we have Dave Benson and Mark Williams here to talk about the outreach that PBOT did in soliciting applications for this committee, and Ken McGair here to answer any legal questions.
Good morning, Council and Mayor. My name's Dave Benson. I'm the Parking Services Group Manager at PBOT. When Council revised the regulations and the code regarding private for hire in December of last year, we went about with a sense of urgency to solicit names to our 19-member advisory committee. And here with me today is Mark Williams, and he's going to talk to you a little bit about that process that we went through.
Good morning, I'm Mark Williams. I'm the Program Manager for the Private for Hire Transportation. So on December 31st, we pulled every available address that we had in our arsenal to make sure that we were able to contact everyone. We invited 1,800 people to apply for the Private for Hire Transportation Committee, Advisory Committee, excuse me. 125 of those emails came back, probably older addresses that we hadn't updated, and we received roughly about 50 phone calls with questions. January 12th, we followed up with another reminder email, again to the 1,800 people we originally invited. We did receive a few more phone calls regarding questions, and again, the 125 emails didn't find a way, and they bounced back. Total, we probably only received roughly about 60 applications total. Some of those applications were individuals applying for more than one position with the advisory committee.
I have a couple of questions if I could. First is, there are 17 committee members that you're proposing, and by my count, about 15 are industry representatives or people that have a specific stake in the industry, and two are sort of community members. How did you arrive at that mix, and is that the right mix?
I believe that we arrived there with some input from the task force as we move forward. There was a lot of discussions during the task force meetings that we do want to have an advisory committee to help address some of the issues that continue to evolve, and I think it was some recommendations from the task force is where we ended up with the committee seats.
And the slots, Commissioner, are established in code, the 19 slots, so a transportation network company slot, a citizen slot. So to your question about the industry being heavily represented, that is part of the code.
Part of the code?
Yeah.
Will there be dedicated staff for this committee?
Yes.
How will that work?
I will personally be a member on the committee as a non-voting, I would say, advisory committee member, and my role is to make sure that they are well-informed of some of the issues that we're having and to be a resource of information when they have questions.
So this has been a recurring issue with committees we establish in terms of having adequate support, and as you know, Mayor, when we established the new citizen-led oversight body for our utilities, we gave them two dedicated staff people. And this, we're giving this particular committee, it has a heavy load. I mean, we're asking them to do a lot. I guess what I'd want to know after 6 months from the committee is, do they need a dedicated full-time staff person, or is it sufficient to have ad hoc staff? Because I don't want this committee to feel under-supported, and you've got a lot on your plate, obviously. So perhaps in 6 months, could we hear from the committee as to whether they believe they're getting the staff support they need to be successful?
Absolutely, Commissioner. And that's a good question to ask, and we will ask that question.
And the third thing I just want to observe, I deeply appreciate that Commissioner Novick is moving forward to fill these positions and fulfill a commitment he made to reestablish the Private for Hire Transportation Advisory Committee. One thing that caused me a little heartburn during our debate about TNCs was the previous Private for Hire Committee became somewhat invisible during our deliberations. They were replaced by another committee that didn't really have much in the way of subject matter expertise, and And so I felt from time to time like we were not hearing from a group of people that had some history and expertise. Now, there was some criticism about the composition of that committee and whether it was representative enough or diverse enough. But I just want to have a commitment here today that this committee is a substantive committee that we'll be hearing from at least annually. And if there are disagreements that the committee, either a majority or minority of the committee has about how we are implementing this new code, that will come to council.
Okay.
Agreed.
So thank you. And will, and is it your intention, finally, Mr. Williams, that there'll be some kind of annual report?
Yes, yes. And I would imagine that you will probably hear from the committee at least some recommendations from the committee at, prior to the annual report. There are a lot of immediate issues that this committee will be charged to resolve, so we're very eager to get them in place and to get them addressing some of these issues.
Thank you very much.
Other questions, sir?
Commissioner, I have a suggestion following up on Commissioner Fish's request for input from the committee in 6 months. Maybe that's a way to resolve the challenge of having all of the appointments end on the same date. My understanding is that 7 of the 17 currently nominated for appointment have served on the Private for Hire Board before, so that might be a way to sort some folks who might be able to, however they want to do it. There's, it seems like, as with Commissioner Fish's leadership in bringing together the Portland Utility Board, they're going to set their own bylaws, presumably, and it would be nice if you could come back in 6 months with an amended report saying that these positions expire in 1 year, these positions expire in 2 years, and these in three. Would that be acceptable to you, Commissioner?
Yes. I mean, that actually requires a code change, and I agree we should have staggered terms. We just didn't think of it. So we shouldn't. So I expect that we will come back with a staggered term proposal.
I think that if the committee were to volunteer to have their term end earlier, the code says that the terms are 3 years for this initial one. Usually, we remember to put in the initial code that the first that this first committee's terms will be staggered. That wasn't in the private for hire ordinance. But if the committee were to decide amongst themselves, we're going to have this our first term, and obviously they'd be eligible for another term after that. I think that would be a way to solve the ongoing problem.
Commissioner, I also just wanted to note you had a concern about representation of immigrant drivers. We have one taxi driver representative, just like we have one representative for other categories. That representative happens to be Elias Durow, who is an African-American, but we noticed that in his application, he observed that he's a Somali speaker who's been active as a volunteer with the Somali community. So he does have some experience with, you know, working with at least one immigrant community that has a number of drivers.
Good. And I note that you have two vacant spots still for a shuttle driver and an executive town car driver. Of course, part of the challenge that the cab drivers have right now is that they are having to work much longer hours in order to make a living, so they may not be able to volunteer to serve on the committee. But that is an opportunity should somebody be willing to help set the new rules.
Yeah, and we recognize that opportunity, and we're going to be doing some targeted outreach in the next few weeks to address that very issue.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Very much.
Other questions? Okay. Anyone want to speak on this item? Then let's take a vote, please.
Motion to accept the report.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Fritz.
Thank you for the presentation and for the willingness to come back in 6 months with revisions. Aye.
Fish.
Thank you, Commissioner Novick, for following through on the commitment. Thanks for the presentation. We're asking this committee to do a lot. One of the things we learned in our very thorough public debate and consideration of so-called TNCs is that there are a lot of unresolved issues locally and nationally. And they're still being fought out, questions about adequate levels of insurance, whether drivers are employees or independent contractors. I would note that in some financial filings of the leading TNCs in the nation, they recently said that their business model is predicated on folks being classified as independent contractors, and their long-term viability might change if there was if the law disagreed with their view. Compliance with safety regulations, compliance with our code. And frankly, I'd like to see a place where the complaints are going and being adjudicated. We have a somewhat inefficient system right now where a lot of us get tweets on a daily basis that are tantamount to complaints about non-compliance. in the TNC industry, and I want to see those complaints going to the committee and to staff and us getting, you know, regular reports on whether people are following the rules. But I appreciate the work to bring this committee roster forward and this discussion. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you, colleagues. Thank you, Mark and Ken and Dave, and thanks to all of the volunteer members of the committee. Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Thank you very much. Okay.